Blog Talk Radio.
K C S. We gon' praise God on this one. Yes, we're the Root Records.
Good evening, everyone. Hey, Lovey, how are you?
I'm getting better. I'm better, baby. I'm better. I'm better than last week, I tell you.
Good. Yes, he is. Good. Well, we want to welcome everyone to Let's Talk Real Talk. I am Evangelist Robertson, and I am the co-host of Let's Talk Real Talk with our host, Apostle Angela Smith, and our assistant, Pastor Lakeisha. We want to welcome you to our show tonight, and tonight we're going to be talking about being kingdom-minded, and so we want to thank you guys for joining in with us, and keep us in prayer and continue to pray with our Apostle Angela as she continues to heal. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Lovey, do you want to pray, or do you want Lakeisha to pray?
Yes,
or me to pray?
Either or. You two can, one of you two can pray. Because I'm barely make, I'm here, but, you know, I'm still fighting. So, you know what it is.
Okay.
Come on, quit.
Okay, Keisha, Pastor Keisha, you want to pray?
Sure. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We exalt you and we magnify you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for another Saturday, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to be our God, to spread your word, Lord God, spread the gospel, Lord God. I ask you, Lord, that you touch, Lord God, the host and the co-host on today in the name of Jesus. I pray you'll give us the wisdom, Lord God, and the words that you want them to say to encourage and build up your people and your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. And actually, you reverse every plan and plot of Satan, every hindrance and distractions of Satan that will try, well, God, to intervene and try to stop your work, the blood of Jesus be against you, Satan. I thank you, Lord God, truly, Lord God, that they will touch the listeners right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you will just have your way, Lord God, and Blog Talk Radio in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. As I said before, we were going to be talking about being kingdom-minded. And in this hour, the time that we are living in, there are so many distractions that are taking place. But we, as the body of Christ, we need to be in tune to what God is saying, what he's saying in this hour. He's doing a mighty thing in the earth. There are so many things that's happening. I was reading the news and how things were happening right here in our community. And, you know, if we were to get caught up in what's going on, it would deter us away from what it is that God has for us to do. And that's why we need to continue to spend time in the presence of God. Right now there's saints going against saints. And, you know, and sometimes, and it's sad to say, but sometimes you can get more support and more love from the world than you can from your brothers and sisters in Christ. And, you know, and that's a sad thing, because when we say we're brothers and sisters in Christ, then that means that we're supposed to be there for each other, to encourage each other, to uplift each other, to undergird each other, you know, to push each other, help push each other to purpose, you know, not backbiting on each other and hating on each other and, you know, saying we love you to each other, but then we're, you know, we're cutting each other down, you know, in the background. You know, that's not kingdom-minded. Kingdom-minded, when we talk about being kingdom-minded, we should have the mind of Christ. And when we think about who Jesus Christ is, we know that he is love, and he is love unconditional, and he's a forgiving God, and he's a saving God, and he's a merciful God. And, you know, as humans, sometimes we have no mercy, you know, towards one another. If one person messes up or they slip or they, you know, fall or whatever, you know, we find it hard sometimes to be graceful and merciful, but we have to think about the fact that God is graceful to us every day. He shows his mercy to us every day. So how can we be kingdom? How can we say we're kingdom people, but our mind is not in the right place? We have to have our minds transformed. And in order for our minds to be transformed, we need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ so that we can think on the things that surrounds who Jesus Christ is. He's love, he's peace, he's joy, he's grace, he's merciful, he's kind, he's giving, you know. And so when we say, okay, I'm your brother or your sister in Christ, can we look at it? Can we honestly look at each other? You know, can we look at ourselves and say that our mind, that it's Christ-like, and that we're thinking kingdom thoughts? And sometimes you hear people say, you know, we're building the kingdom. The kingdom is already built. God already did that. What we need to be doing is trying to fill it up, you know, with some kingdom-minded folks. And it starts with us. We can't go around trying to build up the kingdom when we're, you know, with kingdom-minded folks, when we're not kingdom-minded ourselves. That's just being plain old hypocritical. And so how can I tell my brother or my sister to think on the things of Christ and to be Christ-like, you know, and have the things of the kingdom in mind when I'm not doing that myself? So we need to take a serious evaluation of ourselves, of our lives in this hour, because God, he put us here for a purpose. And that is to make disciples, you know, of all men. And so when he sent us out, we need to be going out and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, it doesn't matter where we're at. You know, we don't have to be behind the walls to do that. You know, Jesus went out, and so we need to be out too, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know, building up the kingdom, filling up the kingdom, because as I said before, the kingdom is already built. So we need to transform our minds and get all of that junk from out of there so that God can have a place to come and dwell, because he's not going to come and dwell in filth. He's not going to dwell in mess. He's not going to dwell in chaos and confusion, because he's not a God of chaos and confusion. He's a God of peace and a God of love. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Truly, that's so true. You might not hear my voice a lot tonight because I'm still fighting, but I would just like to just elaborate on something that you said, Lovey. You said that being kingdom-minded, our minds have to be transformed. And that's the most important thing in order to know even the will of the Father. Our minds have to be transformed. Romans 12 made that perfectly clear, that our minds need to be transformed so we can test the perfect will of God. So when our minds is not transformed, we don't even know what the true will of God is. Because we're still having our filthy thinking. We're still thinking like the world does. And you're right. Some of the people in the world can love you better than our sisters and brothers. Because you know why? Because we have an adversary. We have an enemy, and he operates by attacking the mind. And if you are weak-minded and your mind has not been transformed with the word, and you're not living word, you're not thinking word, your mind is not focused on God, he can infiltrate and he can cause you to act worse than the world.
Right.
So that's why we need to renew our minds on a daily. The Lord, I was sitting at my desk today, and, you know, I miss a lot of work because of the flu and stuff. So I had a lot of work to just do. But the Lord said to me as I was working, he says, I said, God, you know, I want to be successful in you. I want to accomplish what you call me to do. I don't care about her anointing, his anointing. I just want to do what Andrew was designed to do. He just, you know what he said to me? Simple. He says, meditate on my word and be careful to do it. I was like, yes, sir. He said, it is simple, daughter. What did I say to Joshua? Joshua, if Joshua wants to be successful, he had to meditate on the word. See the word meditate. Your mind. Your mind has to be fully focused. And you have to take in the word. And then you have to not only take it in, but you have to put it into practice. Now, that's hard for some of us Christians to put it into practice. Because it's so easy to say, I love you, Lovey. Because you know what? You are lovable. Okay? You are lovable. You're sweet. You're kind. You're compassionate. I know you love from Jesus. So it's easy for me to love Lovey. But how about loving my enemies? Doing good to those who rightfully use me and persecute me. Come on now. How about those in Christ that's going to a higher level than me or being used more than me? How do I perceive that and think about it? Kingdom-minded says, I'm glad my sister and my brother is progressing in the kingdom because it's all about kingdom. But what do some of us do? We talk down to people. We talk about people. As you just said, I'm just repeating what you said, Lovey. You say you love me in my face, but as soon as you see something on Facebook, you think I'm talking about you. But we can get messed up because our mind can be weak. Our mind is not filled with kingdom business. If our mind is not filled with the word of God, we can be jacked straight up.
It's simple as that.
So the thing I'm being kingdom-minded is that our mind has to be transformed. That's it. We cannot continue to talk like the world, act like the world, behave in the conduct of the world, and to say that we are kingdom-minded people. When our sisters and brothers are excelling, push them. Yes, go. And don't be jealous of people's titles and their anointing. And you know what? I never desired to be an apostle. My daughter could tell you, oh, my Lord, I run from each call that I had. And anybody that's so willing to just take on, they call it scary to me, that wants a high position or blah, blah, blah. It's not about position. It's about what you said, Lovey. And I'm going to let you chime in, or Pastor Keith, chime in a minute, because I feel like I can't breathe so good. But you know what? If God's kingdom is already built, because not what you said, Lovey. You said God already did that. And sometimes we don't think that way. Listen, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom. That means the kingdom is already established. You got to seek after it. And then the key thing that you said, Lovey, that's awesome, is that we got to fill that kingdom.
Right.
That's
right.
What we need to do.
That's
and
right.
We got to fill it. We got to be careful how we act and behave. Come on now. We're quick to judge and we're quick to assume things. See, suspicion is one of the deadliest things in our Christian walk. We have to ask God for discernment and stop being so suspicious of everything
right.
and everybody. And when we are hurt, that's when we get there. When we are hurt,
yeah.
it's hard to trust. All right, brother,
yeah.
you want Keisha hit it up? Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Go ahead, Keisha.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you guys did some very good points about being kingdom-minded. I have realized that, obviously, we have to be a living sacrifice. We have to say, we have to meditate on God's word. We have to offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice, and God have your way. And when we get to that point, the old ways of believing and thinking will pass away, obviously, and that we will begin to think on like God. And I realize that when we follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we desire to be more like him. And when Jesus says he's about his Father's business, when they see him, they see the Father.
Whoa.
When they hear him, it's the words from the Father. He didn't come in his own, he didn't appoint himself, but he said his Father appointed him to build the kingdom on earth. So we have to get to the point where we are no longer our own. We're not here to build up our name. We're not here to build up our church's name. Of course, you know, we have to advertise. But in the end, the whole goal is to build up the kingdom of God. And that means that we can no longer have the same desires. We can't think the same way. We can't speak the same way. We have to be Christ-centered. And when we're Christ-centered and no longer self-centered and problem-centered and money-centered and job-centered, you know, focusing on the cares of the world, that's when we'll be able to be effective and take dominion over the earth. Because we realize that the devil is building up his kingdom.
Sure.
He's doing what he needs to do. He's deceiving people. 24/7, the kingdom of darkness is spreading like wildfire. People are deceived. People are lovers of themselves. People want to do it their own way, hate the truth. But when we realize the truth and we get to the point for say, if for God I live, for God I die, I'm going to daily deny myself and pick up my cross and follow God, that's when we'll be kingdom-minded. And that's when we'll be able to use the power and authority that God has given us and take back the land that the devil has stolen and have bring a light in the world. So that's what I'm learning as being kingdom-minded.
Right.
I want to just say quickly, that's awesome, Pastor Keisha. But you know what? Jesus didn't come to get a reputation for himself.
No, it was about his Father.
He was all about his Father's business. Everything was about the Father. He eats the will of the Father. Come on now. He had the will of the Father for breakfast. He had the will of the Father for lunch. He had the will of the Father for supper. And his midnight snack was the will of the Father. He didn't want a reputation. He was humble. He gave up his kingdom to come here so we can be attached to the kingdom. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right,
go ahead.
Amen. 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 You know, a lot of times we look, when we look at society, if you think about it, you know, I notice it just everywhere we go, even in magazines or on TV, you know, even the body of Christ, you know, we are so busy trying to build up our physical bodies. You know, some of us want to lose weight, some of us want to gain weight. You know, we're just going diligently into this thing, you know, we're not eating this or we're eating that or we're taking this or taking that and we're dropping off pounds or we're gaining pounds. either we're too small or we're not where we want to be, whatever the case may be, you know, we're putting all that work into our physical bodies, but our spiritual bodies is not getting what we really need. And in order for us to get what we really need, like you said, we do need to meditate on the Word of God. And we've talked about this before, you know, if we don't feed our spiritual bodies, then we're spiritually dead. And so those things that come upon us, you know, because we're starving spiritually, you know, sometimes depression will creep in, you know, and that's just a mind. That's a mind process. That's a mind thing that we're processing in our minds because of the simple fact that our kingdom-minded, you know, that right there is not there because of the fact that we're starving spiritually. The words that we speak, that the atmosphere that we're in, if we're not, we have to surround ourselves with those who are like-minded, with those who are about the Father's business, with those who don't mind telling others who Jesus Christ is, with those who don't mind worshiping. You know, I have a, listen, if I go to church with you and you are not a praiser, I'm sorry, you're going to have to move a couple of seats down because I am a worshiper. I am a praiser. And so, you know, it's difficult. You know, there's no way that you can actually be in the house of God. I don't care where, when I say the house of God, it could be the living room, it could be the car, it doesn't matter. If we're in a place of worship, and because my mind is focused on Jesus Christ, and my mind is focused on all that he has done, and my mind is focused on who he is. Now, I'm not thinking about things. I'm thinking about who he is. I'm thinking about how awesome he is and how powerful he is, how he has delivered me. And so my mind is thinking, you know, on Jesus Christ and how much he loves me in spite of my mess and how he brought me out of my mess. I begin to worship. You know, because I'm in alignment with him, and so therefore I need my space so I can go ahead and get my praise on. You know what I mean? And so when I'm thinking on the things of Jesus Christ, you can't do nothing but give him glory. When I look at the things that I want to do, you know, in my life, I make sure that my name is not written on it because my name has no value to it at all. But when you look at my name and you put it to Jesus Christ, the daughter, I am a daughter of a king, then that's a whole lot of value right there. So therefore, I learned to love myself because I know who God is because he is the lover of our souls. And therefore, you know, I put value on my name because I am a daughter of the king. Then I know that I can have whatever I ask for because I put value on my name when I put daughter of the king with it again because I know that because of him, I am more than a conqueror. See, that's kingdom-minded thinking right there. See, kingdom-minded thinking is not saying, oh, I wish, oh, you know, oh, I can't do this. The word can't is not thinking kingdom-minded. That word right there does not come, should not come out of our mouth so freely because the Bible tells us that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So therefore, when people start telling us what I can't do, they must don't know who my daddy is because my God said that he would supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. My God says that I am the head and not the tail. So when you tell me I can't do it, that makes me want to do it even more because I know who my God is. I know that my God reached down in the pits of hell and pulled me out and saved my soul. I know that my God delivered me from drugs. So when you tell me I can't go and get a degree in college, I tell you the devil is a liar because my God has renewed my mind. My God has transformed my mind. And therefore, those things that the world said I can't do, the angels in heaven, the elders in heaven, my God, my Savior, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit says you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Why? Because my mind has been transformed, and now I'm not thinking worldly thoughts. I'm thinking kingdom thoughts because I'm walking in kingdom authority because I have kingdom authority walking with me, and therefore I am covered. And so that's what we have to start thinking. Like, it's not that we're proud. It's not that we're puffed up. And we got to watch that too. But it's just that I'm thinking the things that Christ said that I am able to think. He said I can do those things. He said, we can do those things. He said, we can go into government offices, and we can go into the schools and make a difference, and we can go into the places of authority in city council and make a difference. We can go into the communities and make a difference. Why? Because our mind has been transformed to knowing who God is, and he has all authority. Which means because I am an heir to the kingdom of Christ, to the kingdom, I am an heir to Jesus Christ. I am the son. I am the daughter of Christ Jesus. That means I can do all those things that the world said we can't do. And so we really, really have to watch what you know what we take into our spirits. When people start talking about what we can't do, I said, I'm sorry, we can't have this conversation. Let me explain to you. Let me tell you who I am. You know what I mean? And so we don't be scared to tell folks who you listen. I know who my daddy is. I know who my daddy is, and I know that he is the creator of heaven and earth and everything in it, and underneath it, and between, on top. Therefore, when we start saying, I can't do something, we need to transform. We need to change our conversations. And when you start changing your conversations and start thinking more positive, you begin to speak more positive. When you start meditating on the word of God, you start to believe what the word of God says. Now, the more we read the word of God, the more we believe it, we begin to walk in. And that's where that faith walk comes in at. You get more strength from the word of God. He gives us strength. There's hope in his word. And so as we meditate on it every single day, we become kingdom-minded. We become Christ-like. We become, you know, thinking the things that he thinks, his thoughts. You know, we don't know exactly what he's thinking, but he sends us in the direction. His thoughts are way higher than ours. So, but when we walk with him, we walk in the direction that he walks, we walk in the direction that he's walking in. He's not going left and we're going right. We're in alignment. He's not a God of chaos. Remember, we said that he's not a God of chaos. He's a God of peace. He's a God of love. He's a God of joy. And so if you wake up in the morning and you feel that spirit of heaviness, the best thing to do is start calling on Jesus. You start speaking those things. You start, Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I am not depressed. I am free. I am not, overwhelmed with the spirit of oppression. I am free because Jesus Christ says that I'm free. If you don't say nothing else, but I'm free. Yes, I'm free. I have been redeemed. Amen. Amen. Somebody jump in now.
feels good when you have the support of your sisters and brothers, your team.
And it's good that we push each other. It's good that we encourage. It's good that we speak positive about each other. It's good that we tear the devil's kingdom down by saying, there's, you know, back up, devil. You know what? You don't have power and authority over us. We're going to remind that devil sometimes who he is, and we're going to remind him who we are.
Right.
We are the righteous people,
right?
And as you said, we're the head and not the tail. We are, but
right.
I walk into my office now before, and I used to be like, take a little baloney. Now I walk into my office every morning and say, I'm the head and not the tail.
Yeah.
I'm above and not beneath. That means, listen, I'm putting out kingdom authority all over this joint, right? So, devil, if you think you're going to mess with me today, you got another thing coming because I know who I am and whose I am. And that's how we got to think. All about taking authority, not allowing, not to be pumped by the enemy. And remember, he's under our feet. And some of us as Christians, we want to say, you know, I hear Christians talk. And they'll be like, you know what, I don't want to talk about the devil too much. I don't want to do this. What? Let me tell you, yes, you don't push him, but you better remember that you have an enemy. Don't always live on pins and needles. Oh, you know what? The devil going to do this and the devil going to do that. No.
Right.
You already have authority, right? But you
got
to remember, you still got an opponent. Come on. Because he's going to be after you. He's going to be after your anointed. You know, people are worried about, oh, I'm going to lose this, I'm going to lose that. As long as you have God and you're anointed, you can go places with God and your anointed to win souls for the kingdom. That's what we should, the Great Commission. It's all about our lifestyles. Do you know you can win people over by just the way you are, just the way you act.
Yeah.
Come on now. You're loving and sweet and calm. People love that. You know, at my job, they call me the mother. Mother. I sometimes the older people call me mother. I don't appreciate it. When I say that, they be like, you're the mother hen. You're the lunch lady. You're always worried about people. But no, it is just the Christ in you that cares about people. You want to make sure that people are okay. You want to make sure that they see Jesus in you. You can see my name. You can see that my name is Apostle Angela, but it's Christ being seen in me. See, when people can only see you, we got a problem. You said we got a problem. When people can only see you, because I encountered people that are on this the media who want to be known, and they remind you of who they are. Do you know who you're talking to? I've been in ministry this amount of years. Your mother, someone told Keisha, you guys can't pull no one over on me, and we wouldn't even know what he was talking about. I said, I guess you're pulling one over on us. We cannot be so bitch-headed that God is not seen in us. We got to always think kingdom. Kingdom is like what Jesus did. He went about doing good, and he didn't take on a reputation for himself. He didn't say, you know what, you got to know me. Don't you know who I am? I'm Jesus, the B, the big J. Come on, J-C. He always lifted up the Father. He always said there's nothing good in me. It's all about the Father, and that's how we're going to be thinking. We're going to be Father-thinking, kingdom-minded, seeking after God. We're going to be God-chasers. God seekers, come on now. And that we don't seek God for what he can do for us. We seek God because he's just God. And he's just awesome. He's mighty and just so sweet. You know what? I was once dead, and the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, brought me back to life. I was suicidal. I was a mental case. I was jacked up from the floor up. I was drinking here, there, everywhere. Come on now. I thought I was going to lose my mind. But Jesus. So I don't go after for the things. I just go after because I'm grateful. Some days we just gotta say, I'm grateful. Some days we just gotta be kingdom minded. We just get up and start thanking God. Lord, I thank you for keeping me. Lord, I thank you for saving me. Just thank him. Take a day and say, Lord, I'm not gonna ask you for one thing today. I'm just gonna give you praise. I'm just gonna thank you for where you brought me from.
Yeah.
Because all focus on the Father.
Yeah.
You know what? If we want to be successful, he is who we got to seek. Him
Amen.
And his kingdom.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Pastor, keep it up.
Amen.
You say?
Well, Lord, amen. Listen, you all are giving me the word. I know you see the need very well. But what basically I want to go back to what both of you guys were talking about, but the love of Christ, the love of God and the love of Christ. And I realized in order to be kingdom-minded, you have to meditate on God's love for you. And when you know that God loves you, he has forgiven you. That means, because what the enemy wants us to feel condemned. He wants us to have thoughts of defeat. He wants us to have thoughts of depression, the thoughts of wanting to give up through hopelessness and despair. But when we know that we are loved by God, the creator of heaven and earth, God who's willing he was willing for his son to die on the cross. Jesus Christ loved us so much that he was willing to bear the pains and the separation of sin. Because what God doesn't like sin. But because he loved his Father, he wanted to do his Father's will. He loved God's creation, and he wanted his Father in heaven to experience joy. Because God can only experience joy through relationship with us. But he was willing to endure that pain.
Mm-hmm.
So we can be reconciled back to our Heavenly Father. And when we think mm-hmm. about that, we meditate on God's love, and knowing that God first loved us, despite of ourselves, despite of our issues, our downfalls, our mistakes, as a Christian, let's face it, sometimes we as Christians, we could be tore up.
Real talk.
We could be a bunch of nutcases. But the point is, this is why we need a Savior. So when the devil comes and says that you ain't going to be nothing, you ain't going to go nowhere, that you are your past, you're going to say, devil, that's right, you was a liar, because kingdom-minded thinks about God's love, kingdom-minded thinks about that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That means, listen, the work is already done. We just have to believe it. We have to walk by faith. We got to stand on it, declare and decree in the name of Jesus. I am the child of the living King in the name of Jesus. So when, devil, you try to come and mess with me, when you try to bring trials and tribulations my way, when you come to bring people to say all matters of things about me and run my name through the mud, what? I'm kingdom-minded. I'm not going to hold on to them lies and deception. I'm not going to allow you to bring me down, because what, as you guys said, that God has given us power and authority in the name of Jesus. So that means when that devil comes messing with you, you got to declare and decree that, devil, listen, it ain't going to happen today.
Not today.
It ain't going to work today. Not today. You are defeated, folks. I'm the child of the King. You are destined for hell. And I'm not going to listen to your lies, your deception, your schemes, your tricks. But I love the fact that when you guys said, when you meditate on the love of God and how much he loves us and how much he loves us, all that he has done for us.
Come on, make me want to shout.
My very soul cries out,
hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord God, for saving me.
Hallelujah.
Listen, you guys are rubbing off of me.
You must have friends that you can look in the mirror and say, look, I'm looking at me. And I do that, and I can do that with my movie. I can look in the mirror and say, because I love the Lord. Come on now. Come on now. And we have to really, really check ourselves and see every day, am I thinking kingdom?
Yeah.
Am I acting mm-hmm. kingdom? Am I walking kingdom? Come on now. Come on. Lovey?
Yeah.
You there?
I'm here, Lovey, yeah.
You got anything to say? We don't want to make it. Get yours in.
Listen. Yeah, I love this topic because, you know, it's one of those topics that we talk about. I mean, all of our topics, you know, we always pray about our topics. You know, we don't just pull them out the hat. But, you know, I believe that God strategically plans what it is that he wants us to share. Because now, you know, these days that we're living in, as I talk about a lot, you know, God is doing such a thing in the earth that we have to be in tune to his word. We have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. In Philippians, I love this. In Philippians, when Apostle Paul was talking, in the Philippians 4:8, and it says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And that was Philippians 4:8-9. And I love that scripture because, you know, it doesn't matter whatever we go through. You know, we need to make sure that we're thinking on the things of God. And when we're putting the things of God, the Christ-like behavior, into practice, you have to practice that. You have to practice being obedient. You know, it's like changing a diaper on a baby. You know, if you're a new mom and you don't have any nieces or nephews or friends with kids, you know, you don't know nothing about changing the diapers. The first time I put a diaper on, I put it on backwards. You know, I mean, come on. There's something that, you know, we have to learn how to do. You know, it's like cooking. You know, when you start cooking fried chicken, I mean, I had to practice that thing. You know, I watched my grandmother cook, you know, but I had to learn how to do it by practicing it. And so that's the same way it is with the Word of God. We have to practice being lovable. You know what I mean? We have to practice, you know, being obedient. We have, just like when people practice, you know, their sermon, you know, they get in front of the mirror and they practice, you know, their thing. And, you know, everybody has a certain, you know, with a trainer, you know, if you're running a race, a marathon, you have to train, you have to practice. And so we have to put these things into practice. We have to put it into play, you know, just doing it repeatedly, you know, and then as we do that, we gain understanding of why we do that. The reason why we do it is because we want to be Christ-like minded. That's why we do it. And we love him so much that we want to kill our flesh. We want to die to our flesh so that when others see us, they don't see the world, but they see Jesus Christ in us. And so in order for us to do that, as I said, we have to continue to do the things that God does. You know what I mean? We have to love people. Nobody said we had to. We're not going to like everybody. Let's just be real. We're not going to like everybody, and everybody's not going to like us. However, we must love each other. I'm pretty sure God didn't like us either when we was cutting up and acting a fool, and even us being saved now, cutting up and acting a fool. You know, the Holy Spirit said, you know you wrong for that. You know what I mean? And so at that point, I'm pretty sure he ain't liking us like right there, that attitude, but I know that he still loves us. You know what I mean? And so we don't give other people credit. We don't give them enough, you know, grace and mercy the way that God gives us. He gives us grace and mercy every day. I mean, even as us saints, you know, catch some of us on Sunday morning trying to hurry up to get to church, and we're in a hurry, and somebody in front of us driving too slow. We can cut up and act a fool and then get to church and be shouting crazy. You know what I mean? I'm raising my hand. So I'm just saying, you know, we really, that's a practicing thing. You know, I'm going to, you know, this thing with being married, you know, even in relationships, it just doesn't have to be marriage. It could be, you know, you working for someone, you're at your job. You have to learn, so we have to learn submission. You know, my husband is not really a talker. I'm the talker. And because it's always usually been just me and my kids, you know, I was the dominant one. I was the one, okay, say, hey, we're going to do it this way. We're going to do it that way. But when you get married, it don't work like that. And so I had to learn submission the same way on a job. If we're not used to folks telling us what to do, we have a supervisor. We have to come under that person's direction. We have to learn that. And so it's obedience. We learn to be obedient by being obedient every day. So it's not like, you know, okay, I'm going to be obedient today, but tomorrow I'm just going to cut up and act a fool. No, it don't work like that, because then we get confused. We don't know which day we're being obedient, and we don't know which day we're being disobedient, because we're, you know, we're playing around with it. We can't dibble and dabble in that obedience department at all. We have to learn to be obedient by submitting ourselves and yielding ourselves to authority. And our higher authority is Jesus Christ. And so when we submit ourselves, our mind begins to think on the things of God. You know, we can look at someone. We may not like their actions. We may not like the way they live or their words. You know, some people have a cussing spirit. I had a cussing spirit, a terrible one. And so, you know, when we look at people, we have to learn to look at them. You know, that's a shell. The body is a shell. But inside of that shell, there's a soul and there's a spirit. And the only person who can save that spirit, that soul, is Jesus Christ. And that's why God sends us to different places. And that's why he allows us to encounter with different people, because he know that we are the ones, we used to be some jacked up folks, and he know that he brought us out. And so he uses our mess, that we were in, that he turned into a message to be a living testimony to someone else, to let them know, hey, this is a place that you don't have to stay at. This is a place that you don't have to remain at. I'm loving on you because now I found a newfound love in Jesus Christ. And when we begin to show that love towards others, they're more susceptible to break down the walls. They, you know, when people are angry, it's hard to get to people who are angry because they've been hurt so much. You know, but when we love them in spite of their situations, just like God loves us in spite of our situations, when we love them, that gives them the understanding that, hey, this person is the real deal. This person is not looking at where I live, what I drive, what I'm wearing, what color my hair is, where I came from, you know, how many kids I have, how many husbands I had. You know, that person is not looking at that. I do see Jesus in them. But the only way people can see Jesus is in us is if we have the thought of Jesus Christ in our mind, because whatever is in our hearts, it flows to our thoughts. And whatever flows from our thought, whatever is in our thoughts, it flows out of our mouth. And so when the words flow out of our mouth and it's not of Christ, we're doing more hurt than we're doing more healing. And we're supposed to lead the people to healing. The only way we can do that again is if we're thinking Christ-like. We have to think Christ-like in all things, even in our own situations. You know, okay, we're looking at, we may be looking at a challenge or something, you know, someone may be sick, we may be sick in our bodies, you know what I mean? We have to speak that to ourselves. I am healed by the by,
I do that.
By his Christ. Yes, I am healed. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm in need of this, you know, but my God will supply all of my needs, you know. I mean, speaking the word, again, meditating on the word, again, thinking, you know, Christ-like, loving on each other, even when we can't really stand to be at that place. But, you know, whatever place we're at, there's always a purpose for us being at that place. There's always an opportunity to grow from whatever challenge that we go through. But the first thing we really need to look at is what is in our thought. If we're thinking, you know, I can't do this or I don't want to do this, when people say I don't want to, even when I say I don't want to do this, you know, I tell, hey, rebellion, spirit of rebellion, sit down. Because it's not that we can't do it. It's just that we don't want to do it. A lot of us don't want to do certain things. We don't want to change because we're in comfort zone. You know, if we're used to getting up every day and, you know, doing a particular thing instead of getting up and spending time in the Word, that's a discipline error right there. We need to discipline ourselves to get in the Word of God. We need to discipline ourselves to spend time with God so that our thoughts can be transformed. That's the only way it can be transformed. I can preach to you all day long. You can preach to someone all day long. But each individual needs to have a relationship, a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ so that God himself can transform the thoughts of that person. Because what happens is if we're always there, you know what I mean, for that person, not saying we leave them hanging, but if we don't direct them to the word, they begin to think that they begin to honor us more than they honor God. And the Bible says that there shall have no other God but me, and that's him. He shares his glory with no one. And so we have to, as we go through that transformation of the mind and we lead others through that transformation, we need to make sure that we're leading them to the feet of Jesus and not to the feet of ourselves, okay? So transforming the mind, it is in order for us to be Christ-like, thinking kingdom thoughts, we have to know who Jesus Christ is. We have to have a personal relationship with him. We have to know how to spend time with him. There's a time for us to just turn away from everything and just sit at the feet of Jesus. There's a time for us to just shut it down and just sit at his feet and just listen to what it is that he has to say, because otherwise we'll be hearing everybody else, you know, drowning out what God is trying to tell us. We need to shut it down sometime and just spend some time with the Lord. I love to do it every day before I do anything, because otherwise what we're speaking is going to come from ourselves. It's going to come from our flesh. And as soon as someone says something that don't sit right, that's when the emotion is going to become involved. Then that's when that flesh is going to rise up. Why? Because my mind hadn't been transformed today. I didn't spend any time with the Lord. So therefore, I need to go back in my closet and spend some time with God so that, you know, when I speak, I'm speaking the words of God. I'm thinking kingdom-minded. You know, I'm thinking Christ-like thoughts. I'm thinking pure thoughts. I'm thinking lovely thoughts. You know, I'm thinking, you know, things that are good that's going to help encourage someone, and, you know, and even in love and correction. That's a must. We love, but we have to correct as well. But there's a way we can correct out of love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, mm-hmm. Love you. I love you. Thank you. See, that's why I got you. You know, because when I can't do it, you can.
I love you, amen. Too. I love you. I love you too. I appreciate the opportunity. You help. You are. You know, God is using you to help stretch me. You know, so I thank God for you. You know, I was like, oh Lord, okay. So, but you know, God has strategically planted, you know, us in each other's lives, and I really appreciate that because, you know, you don't have to be, and people need to understand that you don't have to be in the same city, the same state, the same country, you know, to form a Christ-like relationship with the brother, with a sister, brother or sister in Christ. You know what I mean? It's all about what's in your heart, what's on your mind, what's in your spirit, and what are you looking at? Are you on the same page? Are you thinking Christ-like? So when the Holy Spirit said, go, reach out for that person, that's what we need to do. We need to reach out for that person. And so that's why I'm glad. I'm glad about that.
You're so right, because when I'm trying to hide stuff from you, you'd be like, love me, what's wrong? So when everybody... minded, you know what? We become on one accord. When
Amen.
You begin to be kingdom minded, what? Your gifts excel and come up stronger. Now you become discerning instead of suspicious, having a suspicious spirit. Because now everything is about God and His people. Everything is about accomplishing what God wants us to accomplish. It's not like I want Angela to be up there. Oh, I want. Don't you know who I am? No. It's I want God to be seen in me. That's the
right.
key thing. That's kingdom minded. When you want
right.
God to be seen, when you begin to focus on your reputation and you want to be put out there, you got to sit back and say, this is not kingdom.
Right.
This is
right.
definitely. Because if I'm supposed to have the mind of Christ, as Pastor Keisha just said, that means that my mind should be focused on the Father and the
mm-hmm.
things of the Father. Come on now. So if I'm going to be up on the pedestal or I want to be first in line, we're truly not kingdom minded because it says the first shall be last. Come on
mm-hmm.
now. We got to be humble. The Bible says, don't think too highly of yourself. There goes now, lovey. Think. Don't think. Because sometimes we got to get it twisted. Real talk. Some people think they're fine, cute. And my God, Keisha showed me something today. This dude, I ain't going to put it out there like this, but he was like talking so high of himself. I said, Jesus, I'm praying for him. Because
mm-hmm.
he was thinking of God's gift to women. Because our mind has a so wrapped up in us. We were born selfish. When babies want what they want, they cry to get what they want. Come on now. But we have
right.
to practice. What would you
mm-hmm.
just say, lovey? Practice to do
mm-hmm.
godly things and to live godly principles. It is a practice.
Right.
When you do something for 20, 21 days, it forms a habit. Come on
mm-hmm.
now. And as Paul says, you got to practice these things. And we
right.
truly got to practice, as you said, to love one another, encourage one another. You know what? When you're kingdom-minded, you're not easily offended. When
right.
you're kingdom-minded,
right.
you're mature in the spirit. You ain't got time for mess. I ain't got time
right.
for the foolish. I ain't got time to talk about you and gossip about you. I ain't got the time. My focus is about the Father's business. Come on now. See, I ain't got time to bring an accusation against my sisters and my brothers because you know what? That's the work of the enemy. I ain't got
time
right. for it.
That's time. That's right.
So, everything that we are doing that's building Satan's kingdom. Oh, wait, what? What you say? Yes. Everything that we're doing object to what the Word of God says, we are being anti-Christ. What? Are you for real?
That's right. Yeah.
Listen, get it twisted. You can help build Satan's kingdom. Come on. You can add to Satan's kingdom. And you say you're a Christian. You want real talk? This is real talk. That's why we have
right.
to align ourselves and mirror ourselves to the Word of God.
Of God.
We come
yes.
Don't get it twisted. We can act cool. We can get out of line. We can come off the narrow. But we've got to recognize when we come off the narrow and when the unction of the Holy Spirit is pulling at you, A kingdom-minded person says, whoopsie, I'm off track. I've got to get back about my father's business. Because sometimes we get lost in ourselves. And that's
right.
The key thing, Lovey, that you said, it's time. Like for me, before I come to do the conference, it's a long time with God, shutting it down, because I need to be fed in order to feed. I need the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So
and
I got to shut. Sometimes you got to say, I'm shutting down. I'm shutting off from the world. Turn off my phone. Turn off my TV. It's just me and you, God.
Yeah.
Because in order to be effective and be kingdom, you need that alone time with the Lord. You got to have that relationship. You have to have that time where it's central. You know, some people cannot get off Facebook.
Yeah.
I see. Maybe at dinner, I have to rebuke myself. You hear what I said? I have to rebuke myself.
Yeah.
We at dinner. Let me see what's going on Facebook. I have to rebuke. As my daughter, I have to rebuke myself. We had family time. And we were playing games. I had to put my phone in the bedroom and said, this is family time.
Family time,
because you would be in church and be on Facebook. You will be, come on now, that's not kingdom-minded. See, the enemy is crafty. He can use tools to draw you and lure you away from the Lord. And you will think that you're on Facebook, you're talking about God, but you have an addiction. I don't know why I'm going here. You got an addiction, that phone's going to be in your hand. You got to be Facebooking all the time. That's a trick of the enemy. A long time with God is needed. Sometimes we got to shut it down.
Yes, got to shut it down. We got to shut it down because I'm telling you, I have to rebuke myself too, Lovey. I'm there because I can be a hot mess when I get up and don't spend some time with the Lord. The Holy Spirit said, I'm going to need you to get it together. You know, so, hey, I mean, we need to be, you know, people need to learn how to be real. Come on, we can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. We know that we are not together when God is not in us, with us. And when we start our day without spending time with the Lord, you know, we just toe up, you know. Our thoughts is just all over the place. It seems like everything that's coming our way, we don't handle it the same way we would normally handle it if we had spent time with the Lord. And we know when we need to go back and spend time with the Lord. We don't need to wait until we get around somebody to, you know, for them to rebuke us or for the Holy Spirit to rebuke. We need to just get real, get it right with ourselves so we can stop backtracking and going through the same thing over and over and over again, because when we're seasoned in the Word, we don't need to be walking in the footsteps of babes in Christ. That's going backwards. If we're seasoned, I'm going to say that again because the Lord said say it again. If we're seasoned in the Word, meaning we've been saved for years and years and years, there's no excuse why we're still acting like babes in Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit just revealed. So in other words, if we've been saved for 50 years and we're acting like we just got baptized or just got saved 2 days ago, something's wrong with that picture. So we need to take some time out and start thinking on the things of Christ. We need to be, you know, by this time, if we've been saved for 50 years, we need to be eating meat, you know. We need to be eating the meat of the Word. We need to be strong in the Word so that we can actually encourage those who are actually babes in Christ. But we can't do that if our thoughts are jacked up. We can't do that if our attitudes are jacked up. Soon as someone says something to us that we don't like, you know, we got an attitude. We need to concentrate on thinking on the things of God, thinking on Jesus Christ, because tomorrow is not promised. The next hour is not promised. The next second is not promised. And so we need to use every second of the day thinking on the things of God. I don't care what it is, because you never know who God's going to send that way. You know, and I'm not saying that we have to be religious. I don't believe in religious. I believe in Jesus Christ, because the Pharisees are the religious type folks. I believe in Jesus Christ. And so when we start thinking on the things of God, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on in our life. When someone come our way, hey, we got some kind of encouraging word to help them, you know, continue to live, because they may be suicidal. If we're all in our feelings because we ain't spend no time in the Word, then what kind of word are we going to give them? We can't help them. We can't even help ourselves. But when we spend time meditating word, thinking on the things of Christ, imitating him instead of ourselves, or imitating him instead of the pastor, instead of imitating the pastor down the street, or imitating Jesus Christ instead of trying to be like the apostle on the other side of town, imitating Jesus Christ instead of trying to be like missionary over here, imitating Jesus Christ instead of trying to be like the prophetess on the other side of the country. We're so busy trying to be like everybody else instead of trying to be like Jesus Christ. We need to be concentrating on being like Christ. Being Christ-like, Christ-like-minded, thinking like him, talking like him, having the attitude that he has, and that is to love people because he's a lover of souls. We need to be a lover of souls. So
amen.
Today, you know, I'm praying that someone got something, received something from our show today, because I really do believe God blesses the show. I believe that, you know, he gives us a word, he imparts into us, and he also feeds us through each other. And so it's just a blessing to be able to be on the air, just, you know, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, period, because some places are not able to do that. Amen?
And amen. 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 And I definitely get a lot from you, Lovey. I get, when we all talking together, I feel encouraged. I started out the show feeling all, I'm like, let me hear you roll. Because the flow of the Holy Spirit just was back and forth. You know what I'm saying? It's awesome. I love when we are on one accord. Kingdom-minded people are always on one accord. We got to remember that, because we are godly focused. When you're kingdom-minded, your mind is centered around the Father. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. I'm loving it. I love this show. I don't know. I love this show that we did today. I'm excited about it. There's people that I'm being asked where they are. My pastor had to get off. My pastor friend Tammy, she had to get off, because she had another show. But she said, I hope you all have a tape of this. So I just want to thank her. You know.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Joining us. I'm just excited about this show. Somebody needed it, and somebody will hear it in the future and hold on to it. And that's what we have to focus on, that
right.
It touch somebody else. When you are kingdom-minded, you're not always on your mind. You said something, and I can't remember the quote today. It was like, we have to be good to people and not looking for anything.
Right,
we got to be good to love on people and don't expect anything back.
Right, exactly.
Before, I used to love on people to get things back. I want to be loved, but now it's okay. Because I'm loved.
Yeah.
I'm loved by the Father.
Glory.
I'm loved
Amen.
By Jesus. The Holy Ghost loves me. I'm loved.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm loved, I can express love. I want to be an instrument of love so that Jesus can be seen in me. Come on, lovey.
Yeah.
You
That's
love that
right.
too. I know you love love, girl. I know you love the love.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen. That's
and
all I have, lovey.
It's a give love. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Agreement. Yeah, yeah. And not in the head. Yeah. Amen. I think I should be it today. I don't know. You got anything else to add? Anybody else? Okay, love
I
you.
I don't have anything.
All right.
What was
it's
that
in your hands.
Okay.
This is your
today. Okay, well, we want to thank everyone for joining in. I don't know if anyone had any questions or comments, because I can't really see from this end. So are we good on that end, Lovey?
We're seeing. Anybody wants to make a comment, you can press 1. If not, we will move on. Nobody's pressing 1.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we never want to close out our show without presenting Jesus Christ to anyone who's on the line, who's not saved. If you are not saved, if you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we want to, you know, pray with you today. If you're, you know, just still kind of contemplating and you're not really sure, you can inbox Apostle Angela Smith or on Facebook, or myself, Evangelist Robinson, or Pastor Keisha, and we'll be more than happy to walk you through it. If you just need prayer and you really don't want to say anything right now, you can take those same steps. We'll be more than happy to join in prayers of agreement with you. If you're finding your way back to the Lord, if you're just having some issues and you just need to share or talk to someone, we'll be more than happy to, you know, just feed you whatever God says. to feed you, but we'll be there for you. So you're not alone. We don't ever want you to feel like you're alone. And we just want to thank you for joining in with us today. And I pray that everyone on the line is just encouraged. So I can go ahead and pray us out.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. You're such a holy God. You're such an awesome God. You're such a marvelous God. You're such a wonderful God. You're such a graceful God. Father, we exalt you today, Lord God, and we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving on us, God. Thank you for keeping us, Lord God. Thank you for saving us, God. Thank you, Lord God, for just being God all by yourself. Lord, we bless you and honor you, and we praise you today, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that was on the line today. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you just cover their hearts, cover their homes, cover their spirits, cover their ears, God, so that they will only hear what you have to say to them, Father God, and that they will hear the words of the people that you send to them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that every distraction that may try to come their way to pull away the word that they have received today, get right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that the word that you have released today, God, will has landed. I believe that it has landed on good, fertile soil, and I thank you, Father God, that it is a seed that's planted and it will grow and be used for your glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for every household, Father. I pray that you just cover them tonight as they rest and sleep in the name of Jesus. Father, if there's anyone on the line who needs healing, your word says that by your stripes we are healed. So we stand in faith and believe that by your stripes they are healed right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that nothing is missing in their lives, nothing missing. All things are coming together, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that whatever they have laid before you, petitioned you for, Father God, that their need is already met. I thank you that they are walking in overflow in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bless you, I honor you, and I praise you, Lord. We lift up our president today, Lord God. We lift up his cabinet today. We lift up his family today to you, God. We lift up our nation, our country. We pray for leaders today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the body of Christ in the name of Jesus, that we will come together on one accord in the name of Jesus. Bring us back to our first love, which is you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in a spirit of unity in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke every contract that has been signed by the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that all things are complete. We thank you, Father God, that our minds are intact. We thank you, Father God, that our bodies are intact. We thank you, Father God, that we are walking in wholeness in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray, Father, that as we go to our various places tomorrow for worship and for corporate worship, Father God, wherever it may be, Lord, let us take your Holy Spirit with us, Father God. Let us not wait until we arrive to the place, but let us be mindful that your Holy Spirit dwells in us. Holy Spirit, activate yourself like never before in this hour, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you have given us the authority to tread upon the serpent's head in the name of Jesus. And so we lift up our children, we lift up our grandchildren, whether they are spiritually birthed or physically birthed, we lift them up to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every child right now, God, every teenager right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that is going through depression and oppression, I bind it right now, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, for they are your children in the name of Jesus. So Lord God, I ask that you cover them, God, strategically plant them in the places, Father God, of mentors, Father God, that will lead them and guide them and show them which way to go, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless your name, Lord. We thank you for keeping us and watching over us as we went through this broadcast. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that souls will be saved, that minds will be transformed, Father God. Bring our minds into alignment, our thoughts into alignment. Father, guard our eye gates, guard our ear gates in the name of Jesus, that we be not be so quick to receive, Father God, what is released, Father God. Let us only really receive what you have released in the name of Jesus. And everything that is embedded in our spirits that should not be, Father, purge it out right now, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we will be walking in your favor, God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. We honor you and we praise you, Lord God. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for being our direction. We thank you for being our teacher. Lord God, we just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Love, I'm sorry, I can't cut off. There's two things I would like to announce. I'd like you to announce the conference. So let me just say, join us tomorrow at 1 p.m. at 670 Washington Street for Sunday school if you're in the Boston area, 2 o'clock for Sunday service, our powerful move the Lord. We have a great time in the Lord. You're welcome. If you don't have a church home, come and fellowship with us. Let me, can you advertise the conference, right, Craig?
Okay, yes, we have a conference coming up. It's called the Resurrection Power Conference, and it is March the 27th and March the 28th, Friday and Saturday. Friday it starts at 7, Saturday it starts at 10 a.m. Our very own Apostle Angela will be there along with some other awesome men and women of God. We have something for the young people. So it's something for everybody. It's just not for the adults, single, married, looking to be married, children. We have something for everyone. And so that's going to be, again, March 27th and 28th right here in Killeen, Texas, at the Holiday Inn Express located at 300 East Central Texas Expressway. You can visit the website nmcic.org to register if you would like to just sow a seed or send someone else. We thank you for that in advance. You can also visit Lovey's page and Apostle Angela, and she has the flyer. Pastor Keisha has the flyer, and I do as well. So we look forward to seeing you guys, and God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. And it will be on all of our pages. It will be on Unstoppable Kingdom website, Facebook. It will be everywhere that we have. So, we give God praise. We thank you, Lovey, so much.
Thank you.
For just really being there for me. I appreciate you. All right? So, everyone, I love you.
Love you guys. We love you guys. All right. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.